Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I came down here from work on the M50, right?
Yeah.
It's Tuesday, we're recording.
The M50?
From Finglas to Blanche.
Do you not do the river road, no?
Absolutely fucking no.
No? You'll slide back Galloway, no?
That's what everybody thinks.
Okay.
Everybody thinks to take that road and that's going to be quicker.
That's my little secret road.
No. And then you're getting stuck by the train tracks at Ashtown and everything. Come off.
No, you flip off by the Little Chef.
Ah, no, come here. No, excuse me, with the traffic that comes up to that fucking junction.
Not at this time.
At Arbor Ave?
Yeah.
No, Carla.
Okay.
No wonder you'd be stuck in traffic for so fucking long. Yeah, and then I flip off at Luke and what? Excuse me?
You chapo again.
You're fucking knock around hill. Is that where you are? Jesus fucking Christ.
Joining the queue.
Like, seriously.
Like, Jen, I can't get home. She's like, what are you
doing? It takes me 2 hours to get home from work every day. Like, that's why I want to work from home. Like,
it's absolutely crazy.
Literally, you're in Carrick on Shannon. You live in Dublin 15.
Actually, of course.
Cop on, GSL. What I was going to say was, there was a minibus pulled over in the hard shoulder and two grown-ass men were getting out to have a wee of a Tuesday afternoon.
That's a bit much.
Isn't it?
Now, we don't know where they're coming from, but that is a bit much. That's a bit much.
Like a child, okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, it's unpredictable with kids. I've been there. I've been in shops with Bobby, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's just a hard thing to navigate with kids. But two grown-ass men getting off a minibus on the M50 to have a wee in the bushes. And and it was
the shake.
It was the shuffle. That the two of them, you could see that they were down for a wee. It was like, I've blessed them. But then I was like, actually. We usually record on a Saturday. So I was like, if I had seen this on Saturday, maybe they were on the way to a Stags or something.
Oh.
You know, but it's Tuesday.
Strange, yeah.
Just a weird one.
Yeah, that is. Like, are you carpooling?
I think, no, it was a mini, but like, it looked like they were on their way to Quasar.
I need to know more.
You know what I mean?
Like, I need to know more.
They were
about
going for laser tag.
They
really were. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Madness. Fair. Anyway, you're very welcome along to the Unpopular Opinion Podcast. My name is Jen.
I'm Carla. How is everyone?
You're excited. You're going away at the weekend.
I'm going away. I can't wait. I'm buzzed. Well, I'll be away. By the time you guys hear this, I'll be well gone.
Oh, she has that face on her, the smoke face.
Well, look, it's not like away. It's like city break. You know, city slicker, still. City walk-up. But I am, well, in my head, I'm a lot more organised than I normally am.
Yeah, you do seem it. Like, it's Tuesday and you're already packing for Friday, which is not like you.
It's not like me, but I've had so much on that I've just had to take my...
Your priority list and run with
like
it.
Like, this summer, we are barreling. Well, I am barreling through this summer.
Yeah.
It's at a very rapid pace. There's been so much on.
Do you know what happened, actually, when I was ringing the buzzer to get up?
What?
Saw a few leaves on the ground, and it threw me straight back into
last autumn.
I was like, oh, God, because they all peel up at your entryway.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh God, it's autumn. I was so fucking depressed the summer was over. And that's why it's this fucking apartment block that did it to me. And I saw a few little leaves in here. I was ass shy.
We're fucked, lads.
It's only the start of July.
We're fucked.
Come here, you had people asking you to talk about, I still have not.
You don't.
I still haven't gotten into the Real Housewives thing. Who's it? Mauricio and Lucia. It was Kyle and Maurizio. Maurizio.
Yeah. So they, it basically broke yesterday that they, so yesterday was Monday. So it broke yesterday that they were getting divorced. Mm-hmm. Was, and every fucking Irish influencer was posting it on their story.
Yeah.
Then this morning, Tuesday, or so it was probably their PM or AM, Kyle released a statement, if you will, on Instagram, mm-hmm. basically saying, let me just read it out super quick. In regards to the news that came out about us today, any claims regarding us divorcing are untrue. However, yes, we have had a rough year, the most challenging one of our marriage, but we both love and respect each other tremendously. There's been no wrongdoings on anybody's part. Although we are in the public eye, we ask to be able to work through our issues privately. While it might be entertaining to speculate, please do not create false narratives to fit a further salacious narrative. Thank you for all the love and support, Kyle and Maurizio. Key Irish influencers being like, whoops, I jumped the gun.
So, what was the speculation, or what was why were people framing themselves?
So the speculation is that Maurizio has always cheated on her.
Right.
And kind of people have loved that one.
Yeah.
As they do. Well, look, there's kind of a bigger thing. Everybody who goes on Housewives, not many relationships last.
It's like movie stars getting together.
But a lot of people, and there's like a trip from Kyle's on this, there's like a spin-off called Ultimate Girls Trip. And she's like, you know, none of the relationships really last on the series. And she was like, you know, but a lot of the people that go on to the series are on because the relationships are in a bad place.
Right.
So it's like something to do. Do you get me? Because the whole idea of the show is the Real Housewives.
Yeah.
They're not supposed to be the breadwinners. Now, a lot of them are, but a lot of them have married well, or, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's kind of that.
They're ladies of leisure.
Yeah. And that's very much, you know, the kind of story. Now, they all have their own things going on now, but I would say probably 70% of the cast have come up off their husband's wealth in some way or shape.
Yeah.
Like, their husband has positioned them, and now they've kind of done things from where their husband has positioned them. Now, Kyle's actually the opposite of that.
Right.
So Kyle was a child actress, and her sister is Kathy Hilton, and her other sister, Kim Richards, they were all in movies, apart from Kathy. I don't even know if Kathy acted, but anyway, Kim and Kyle definitely did. So Kyle was almost like the star. Maurizio, they met when, like, he's a couple of years younger than her. They met when they were younger. She'd already had a kid by somebody else. I think her eldest is now like 33 or so.
Right.
And works for Maurizio. Maurizio is now one of the biggest real estate developers and real estate agents in LA, definitely, probably in America.
Right.
So he has his own TV show now.
Okay.
Kind of like rivaling Selling Sunset.
Right.
But it's dull.
Okay.
It's mega dull. Yeah. But everybody's kind of loved him. Now, what I will say is I'm not a Kyle fan. Never been a Kyle fan. Have never really ever liked Kyle. But I liked Kyle and Maurizio. You know that kind of way?
Yeah, yeah.
I always thought that they were nice. They were a nice couple. They suited each other. It made sense. Some of the other ones, you're kind of looking at them going, where the fuck did you get that one from? But there's been rumours of him cheating on and off for bloody years. And now there's been a rumour of Kyle having an affair with a country star singer called Morgan, a woman.
Right.
And people have kind of been putting two and two together. They've matching tattoos. They're always commenting on it. Kyle's eldest, Farah, has like commented loads on her page. She's always seems to be kind of lurking around. I think now, again, I could be misquoting this, but I'm pretty sure that she is out.
Right.
So I don't know if people are putting two and two together and getting whatever.
Six.
Yeah. There could be many. I think as well, because there's been people like Chrishell from Selling Sunset, who has just married a woman. And you know the way there's a few of these situations now where people are almost indicating that it's inappropriate, like inappropriate for a married woman to be in a relationship with this other woman.
Yeah.
So people have done deep dives and it looks more probable. And I always say, like, with everything in Hollywood, the rumors are generally true.
Yeah.
Especially
yeah.
nowadays, you can't seem to keep anything
No, there's always leaks, and it's nearly like it's a soft launch at this stage, just to soften the blow.
Just to kind of see what the public reactions are. So then people can go, I knew it, I pointed that out.
No, finally the news is out.
Finally.
Yeah.
But I suppose it's a lot juicier to say that Kyle has been supposedly, quote unquote, like playing away. Morgan Wade, sorry, is the other woman's name. But apparently Kyle's just a fan, or has been a fan for a very long time, and kind of followed her on Instagram, liked her music.
Mm. I could see them just being friends. Like, it's.
Yeah, me too. Like,
they're obviously just gone with the narrative that, oh, well, Chriselle did it, so it has to be.
It's such a weird one, because for me, out of all the people in the world, I can't imagine Kyle having an affair, you know, that kind of way.
Yeah, yeah.
She's so protective and precious about that fucking relationship, and always has been, because of the TV show, because of the cast and all of the drama that the cast have had, and because there's been these kind of rumours for a year of Maurizio having affairs and all that other kind of stuff.
She wouldn't be the one to be like,
well, do you know what, if he's doing X, I'll do Y behind his back.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just kind of, it just doesn't read exactly kind of like right to me. Now there's a blog that's been doing a real deep dive on all of it, but to be honest, it's kind of like, it's been melting. Stuff like this to me is always melting, because there's so many people's fucking opinions online. Do you know that kind of way?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's hard to explain. It's like, I've already read fucking everything by the time I've clicked through every Irish influencer stories.
Yeah.
I've seen snippets, I've seen this, I've seen that, I've seen whatever. Now, the only thing that I posted is that in the first season of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, one of the housewives throws a dinner party, and she invites her friend, a psychic medium, Alison Dubois, to it. It's a very, if you're to look up anything, if you've never heard of these people, please look up this dinner party scene. It gets absolutely unhinged.
Right.
The whole way through. Like, there is mad shit that comes out, and it's like, your one's puffing on a cigarello. It's like, and she's like, your husband will never be fulfilled with you, and all this other stuff. It's like mad.
Right.
But she tweeted today. So that's the only thing I've shared, because I've just been like, number one, like, hardly now, Alison, hardly. So she tweeted, I don't wish Kyle ill. I hope she finds what she's looking for. I guess I'm the only one who saw in quotes, this coming. People kept telling me that I was picking up on Camille's divorce. So Camille was married to Kelsey Grammer at the time.
Right.
Camille Grammer, and she got pretty much divorced within the next like couple of months.
Okay.
So everybody was like, oh, she obviously would have been like picking up on that instead of Kyle's. Not Kyle's. Okay, you armchair psychics, you can all sit down now. Mic drop.
Fuck off,
like,
Alison.
Fuck off, Alison. Do you know what I mean? Like,
sure.
And it's such a real, like, now didn't I tell you he'd never be fulfilled, would you?
Fuck.
Like, who? I don't know. I'm like, get off me. Like, get off me.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just been, it's a bit of spicy tea. Again, it's so early. Like, this broke yesterday. By the time this comes out, which will be Sunday, there'll be so much more on it.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you're into it, Face Reality 16. She has a big highlight on it called Kyle, Mo. Right. So Maurizio and Mo. Like, stuff like, he didn't like her birthday comment, she liked this comment, somebody else liked another comment. Maurizio has been liking all this other shit. She hasn't been, I don't know, just mad stuff. Okay. Like, he posted a full feed with photos for Valentine's Day. She didn't even like it, and she didn't even post anything about him.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Just a lot of stuff. Now, something else that I think is important. Like, I don't know why this is important to note, but I do feel like it is important to note, is that Kyle has been very obviously, and been accused a million and one times, of using Ozempic to lose weight. And she is staunchly, like, I mean, staunchly being like, no, I'm not using a Ozempic. I get up at 5 a.m. every, you know, same shit that the Kardashians say. I get up at 5 a.m. every single day to go work out. But she's always kind of had this lifestyle. She's always had a very certain body, and now she's rake thin. Like, rake thin. And it's kind of been one of those conversations because another cast member, Erica Jane, she has slimmed down like unbelievably. Like, you know, slim women, yeah. You slim down further. You're like, holy shit.
When Kim Kardashian
shit.
Did it, it
exactly.
Was
and that's 100%. Like, there's maybe, only so much
maybe
that.
Maybe it's not Ozempic. Maybe it's Saxenda.
Well, it's what, you know what I mean.
And
it's
that's
like,
how, but that's how she's able to deny it.
Oh, okay. Clever. Because she's a big Zemi denier.
Is she?
Yeah. And Andy Cohen, who's like head honcho producer king of The Housewives, is kind of like asked. It's like one of the most... like one of the most obvious fan questions that keeps coming in, and he keeps asking. So only one of the housewives has admitted to it, and she's like, "We're all using it."
Oh.
She's like, "We are absolutely all using it. I will admit to using it 100%. We are using it, but it's such a weird, like, it's such a weird celebrity thing as well. Because I'm like, if you're using it, just say nobody cares.
There's so many.
No one cares.
Like, Joe Soap's using it as
Everyone's
well.
Using like, there's loads of people are using it at the moment. Do you know, well, sorry, particularly in America, not so much over here, but there's a shit ton of people.
Trust me.
Mad. Yes.
It just came off license for diabetes alone. Now normal people can get it. Not normal people, but people who don't have
diabetes.
Yeah. Like, they could have always bought it, like, privately, I suppose, mm-hmm. but it was getting the prescription for it. There was just no kind of.
There's no real wiggle room for that.
No. And then I'd say even now, still doctors are like, you know, fat shaming, like, don't.
Oh,
just
definitely.
You know
oh,
I mean?
That's what I mean. I don't think it's that common over here because I can't imagine doctors ever being able to admit that some people have insulin resistance or have other things that might be.
Yeah. You know, so it's just, it is an awful lot more. And then I even come across on videos on TikTok of girls going through their, like, Ozempic kind of start to finish to see like how much weight that they lose, and they're kind of showing what doses they use and how sick they feel if they do it this certain way and the side effects and all that kind of stuff. Like, it's very common.
Okay, interesting. I didn't think it was that common over here because I just couldn't imagine GPs that won't give you the pill, like, do you know?
Yeah, I know.
I just couldn't imagine it.
There's a few.
Okay,
there's a video doc now as well.
Yeah, but video docs wouldn't give it to you.
Video docs give a shit ton of stuff out.
Not in my experience. Do you remember I was fucking dying with dry sock and they wouldn't give me fucking anything? I had to go on twice.
Yeah. I've seen some stuff. That's all I'll say.
I've
seen some things.
Okay, fair.
I've seen some things. Fair. This episode...
taking a dive into the past.
Is...
past, present, future.
Yeah, well, YouTube OGs.
Yeah.
Essentially. Because that's all we there was no doom scroll. There was doom. That was our version of doom scrolling, was like,
oh my God, I'd watch
the rabbit hole
30 videos an evening.
And like, they'd be 10 minutes, 15 minutes long.
And I'd be like, I love this. But
same. But we
drool
had.
Drool coming out of my mouth, 4 a.m. Fucking love this.
And like, there was literally nothing happening. And, but it was, we had the attention span for some reason as well.
I could never. That's what I'm. It's more the fact that I'm looking back on my habits and I'm like, I could never do what I did.
Yeah.
I couldn't give a fuck. I'll barely watch a reel.
It's. I think since Vine hit, 6 second videos, 7 second videos. That's, and like, that's gone now, obviously. But that's, I think, was the introduction to very short form comedy, isn't more so, or like hacks, or like, you know, online
See,
content.
For me, it was makeup.
Right.
Yeah. Because that was the thing that I bet into watching.
But that was the stuff I was bet into watching it as well. Yeah. It's so funny, but at the time...
lists, lads. Lists and lists and lists of stuff.
Wish lists that you'd have. Not realising, this was before any sort of like declarations had to be made about who was like getting free shit, who was on PR lists. Like, all of this was unknown.
So we were just...
I'm looking at these bitches in their fucking walk-in wardrobes doing a full face of makeup behind a ring light. And I'm like, you're 12. How do you have this much stuff? Do you know?
They were also so young.
So young.
They were so young. So we thought that we'd... Who was your first kind of... I suppose, who were your first...
Well, I was more so into the comedy content side of things before I was into, I got into any sort of makeup.
Yeah, yeah.
Or anything. So, like, you're talking about 2011, 12. Mm-hmm. I would have watched Jenna Marbles.
I think everybody watched
the biggest OG, yeah. There was a few English ones. There was two called, I don't know why I even watched them. They were so emo, but they were just so stupid, and I just enjoyed them. Dan and Phil. Yeah, they were.
Oh, sorry. I think somebody actually popped this in the box about this Dan and Phil. They're a couple now.
Not surprised. Not really.
I think somebody wrote into us being like, I remember thinking they must be a couple. And then they came out not too long ago saying that they actually are a couple.
Yeah. They always just went on like friends, but they used to do these like lip syncing videos, but they were just two fucking idiots. Like, do you know what I mean? I remember the first video that I saw them was like, you know that song?
Dan Howell and Phil Lester.
Oh, yeah.
Around 2011, 2012, they're best friends. I watch every single one of their videos individually and together, and I even bought their book. They were very much emo Tumblr.
Yeah.
People were always speculating whether they were an item, and they always denied it, but they actually came out as a couple recently enough.
I'm delighted for them. I'm delighted. Because like, we kind of grew up with them. They were in, well, I suppose the English call it high school, or like,
oh, GCSE, whatever the fuck.
Sixth form or whatever the fuck. And then they like split up to go to uni and stuff like that. So like their YouTube, as far as I know, maybe I just dropped off, but I feel like they dropped off as they got that bit older. But they used to do like, I don't know, it was just these lip syncing videos and then other stupid videos, and that I just used to enjoy watching them. It was so, and then they'd do these like mini things, so that like they'd release a video every, we'll say it was a Thursday, and then on a Sunday they'd do a little one where they interacted with fans and stuff like that. So they asked people,
you'd be like, hi.
Yeah, so they asked people to submit like photos and stuff, and then they'd divulge them. And I remember sending them a photo before, and because I was like, you know, kind of, I was like younger, do you know what I mean? And I was just like, oh, I wonder, you know what I mean? But they were
no
like,
shame
they
in
were
it. Actually, no shame in it, Jen.
They wanted people's spooky photos. So like, if somebody would send them a picture and it looked like a ghost, and they could kind of discuss it or whatever. But my ma had these like tea, you know, the things that you keep the tea, coffee and sugar in.
Yeah.
The tea bag was sitting a certain way and it looked like a scary face. So I took a picture of that, and you had to email it to them. Like, do you know what I mean?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I emailed it to them and they showed it, and I was delighted.
And you were like, that's me.
That's fine now. But that was like, do you know, it was just kind of like, I was like, oh, delighted with myself now. I'd just shown that. And they made a bit, they took the piss out with the scary looking tea bag and stuff like that. And of course there was the tea bag innuendos and shit like that. But yeah, no, it was them. And then there was another fella, I think his name is Josh. Can't remember.
Yes, anything. I remember him.
The Liverpoolian lad.
Yes.
He used to do parody songs just him and his mates being fucking idiots going around. Going around the gaff.
Yeah.
Had a video out every week.
Just, I remember.
Pure entertainment.
You were like, I loved it.
Loved it. And then I kind of started getting into the Zoella and the Tanya Boer and all of their fucking branch offs. Fellas and Carly Wybell, Nicole Guerrero. Those ones kind of, you know.
So, yeah, I wasn't one for watching. Everybody watched Jenna Marbles.
Mm.
So obviously Jenna Marbles got famous on how to trick people into your good looking. Into believing that you're good looking.
Yeah, she was just like,
breath fresh air.
She was, and she was just like, she made a fucking idiot of herself, but she was still really good looking. She had like a cracking body, but there was never any kind of,
she was like sloppy, but in a way that like everybody liked to watch.
No airs or graces about her. Like, you know, and like, she was really young, and she had this house. don't know.
Random roommates, and she was a go-go dancer, wasn't she?
She was something, yeah. She was a dancer, was always like, her and her fella. Not the fella that she's with now. She's with a fella called Julian. Max?
Yeah, Matt or Max.
Max Nosleeves. It was Max Nosleeves. He's from Boston.
Oh my God.
And they were together for ages, and I don't know whether they bought or rented together, but he was part of her content for a while. She always had the dogs. I think there's actually a portrait, you know, in Stony Bar.
Yeah.
There's like a, and between Stony Batter and Queen Street, there's like an electrical box, and there's a picture of, it's an Italian greyhound with like a judge's cap on it. And but I think that's supposed to be her dog.
That is so funny.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, but then they broke up and everybody was fucking devastated. And then she got with this fella Julian, and he's a gamer now. And I think she's a bit of a gamer. She got cancelled because of some of her videos back in the day. She was doing blackface in them.
Yeah, so she got cancelled for kind of two reasons. One, she did a few videos back in the day with the blackface thing, and then she also partook in some kind of music video where she had some racist lyrics against Asian people. So people back in 2020, the year to COVID,
yeah,
everybody kind of dug this stuff up on her, and she decided that she was going to depart YouTube. Yeah. So this was on June 25th, so just over 3 years ago now. She put up her final video, which she just basically was like, can't hack this shit anymore, I'm done.
Yeah.
So like, I've been here for over 10 years, it's not gotten any better.
Yeah.
It's only gotten worse. And she was like, I'm done, and she hasn't came back since.
No.
So everybody thought that she would. Because I think, and it's funny because a lot of the ones that I was looking up, a lot of the ones that I used to watch day in, day out, are not doing stuff anymore.
No. But they had such big fucking audiences that I'd imagine, like, see the scrutiny that we get.
Yeah.
Imagine the scrutiny that they get.
I know.
Do you know?
I know.
It's just fucking crazy. And I would imagine as well, especially the beauty ones.
Yeah.
Did you happen to see that Dove ad during Love Island last night?
What happened?
What do you mean?
There was some other campaign. I thought there was another Dove issue with another campaign that they tried to run with YouTubers. Or maybe I'm mixing
some up. This is separate, but it's more so got to do with the damage that beauty standards online can cause in real people.
Oh, okay.
So it's probably, I think they run it through Love Island because it's the demographic that they're trying to get at. Watch it on ITV rather than Virgin Media. But it's basically, before the watershed, it's kind of like fine. Not fine, but it shows you this video of Mary. Her name is Mary, and it's like home videos of her when she was two, when she was like 6, 8, all these birthdays. Gorgeous little girl, happy little girl. 12, she gets a phone. And then 14, you can see her kind of looking at herself in disgust in the mirror. And then it shows her at 19 recovering from an eating disorder. But after the watershed, it goes into the whole thing, like the full story. The ad must be 5 minutes long. I was fucking bawling. And it was shown other people's, doesn't show their full stories. I'd say they probably will get into it over the series, but it shows a girl who's, I think it was two other people in recovery from eating disorders. Somebody else was anxiety and depression, and another person was body dysmorphia. But it just basically, the caption at the end, it was like, let's change beauty, because this is what it's online beauty is doing to real people. Like, oh, fucking Jesus Christ. Like, it broke me heart. And I was like, and then I was kind of going, is this pregnancy hormones? Is this me? Like, obviously it's very sad, but like, I wouldn't usually, I'd be sad at something like that, but bawling to the extent that I was bawling at, I was like,
this is it.
And fuck me, being dramatic. But then when I was on Twitter looking at the Love Island tweets, there was so many people were like, oh my God, I'm fucking bawling. This ad is like, Jesus Christ. So I would imagine the scrutiny that the beauty YouTubers also get.
For
the fakeness and the all of this sort of stuff. Like, I don't know how some of them hack it. Like,
I know.
Do you know?
I think there's been so many like little toxic cliques and groups.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Like, if you look at someone like Shane Dawson, for instance. So Shane Dawson was kind of like a conspiracy theorist.
Right.
YouTuber. I want to say that's how he got his fame.
Okay. I don't know who he is.
Have a look at a photo of him. But yeah, he was kind of, you know, one of those people who starts off on YouTube and then they kind of become, you know, a writer and they direct things and all that other kind of stuff. But he essentially got quite famous on.
I do.
You do know him.
Know him.
Yeah, absolutely. You absolutely do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is he Irish?
No, he's not. He's American. He's American as the day is long.
There's a very there's an Irish fellow who looks very similar to him.
Yeah.
Must be him.
So he kind of started off doing comedy sketches, then it kind of got into more like pop culture, and then he got really into, and he did some music that was gassed. Remember they used to always have like
parody songs. They used to do parody songs. Yeah. They were the best.
Yeah, they were quite good.
Very creative.
And then I remember him from, so I don't remember him from any of that, but I remember him from his conspiracy theories. So he kind of got big on the conspiracy theories. That's when people started really kind of...
And that's the audience you don't fucking want. Like.
No, not at all. And then he got... So he did one where it was a docuseries, which he reconciled with his absent father. You know, everybody was loving that one. And then he did a docuseries on Jeffree Star after Jeffree Star was heavily cancelled.
Right.
Do you know? Because okay. Obviously Jeffree Star was another one of those OG YouTube.
Yeah, kind of I never watched
Jeffree Star.
Jeffree, no, it was more of a...
Well, he was a MySpace kind of star.
Mm.
He was a singer. He kind of went on the Warped Tour, you know, all that stuff. Like, he was an actual artist. He was known as like an artist, but then he got really into, you know, his best friends with Kat Von D. And then his first, I suppose, he's always had controversies. He's not cancelled. He's as cancelled as he could be now. He went away for a while and he's back again. You know, that kind of thing.
He moved to Wyoming for a
while. He moved to Wyoming. He's still there.
Everybody thought he was riding Kanye, remember?
Yeah, that was fucking gas. And he's had loads of kind of controversies over the year. He's very outspoken. He's had like, they called it Dramageddon.
Yeah.
It was like him and all his friends like fell out and they were all kind of saying, I'm not even going to, I'd be here all day. We'd have to do its own podcast episode and what happened there. It was so much he said, she said, this happened, this didn't happen.
Did this fucking other start thing though from James Charles though doing that sponsored post to the competition to Tati's, like her vitamin range? It all started because she started coming out with a load of shit then about him.
Kind of, yes, but also not really, because it was very much the beef kind of... It's so hard to remember, but kind of, yes, but kind of, no.
It's just so there funny that things. Like he took a sponsored post from a rivalry company to his mate and then all this started.
Yeah, I know.
It's like how fucking...
And you did it on my birthday.
Tati is old enough to know better now. I know. Because she was another one that I followed. Tati, if you don't know, she's another makeup artist. But she stood out like a sore thumb in the sense that Carly Bybel, Nicole Guerrero, Nikki Tutorials. Do you remember the young girl? She was going through chemo, so she didn't have hair. I cannot remember her name.
Yes, I know who you're talking
she
about, but
I can't
remember. She was
another makeup guru. Like, they were all really young, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. And Tati was like someone's ma.
So she stood out like a sore.
Yeah, she was like someone's ma. Her and her husband were like fully grown, like fully cooked.
Ass grown.
Yeah.
And like she, even when you, I still watched her content because it was like all the fucking doom scrolling that you could do. So it was like, I'd watch her videos last, but it was always really like mature stuff.
It was always like, Clé de Peau and Crème de la Mer. And it was always like mega... Like elevated. It wasn't these coloured coloured palettes, like wasn't.
And what she was like, so Nicole and like Carly were never trying to cover up wrinkles and dark circles, whereas Tati was showing us how to do it. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, so Tati was like, she's 90 compared to the rest.
And that's the thing, she wasn't even that old, and I was like, she's 100 years old.
But just compared to the rest of them, you could just tell that she owned her own house. She'd made her money. This was her little side.
I was like, look at her rich bitch.
She's retired. She's just doing this for fun.
She's retired now.
And that's what you think when you, and I suppose you do kind of pin them a little bit against each other just because you compare like what you like towards another, you know.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of.
Tati was like later, the people that I stand, like stand so hard from the start. So obviously, sorry, back to Shane Dawson, that mad shit. But then really, really fucked up things started coming out about him.
I am not surprised.
Yeah, we had a listener, one of our very good friends, Goodell Reese, Reesey baby. He actually wrote it. Do you know that you can respond to question boxes with videos?
Did not know that. And yeah, I do encourage it. Please.
Yeah, I really encourage it because I was
there
watching.
We knew you could do it with a picture for the voice, for the WhatsApp or for your phone notes.
I was watching my own personal stories here from Reese. So Reese wrote in about his once love of Shane Dawson.
Okay.
Oh, so hey, Carolyn and Jen. Basically, Shane Dawson. I was obsessed with Shane Dawson, like, when I was younger. I obviously loved his, like, documentaries and stuff as well when they came out, when he started doing those, like, docu-series on YouTube. But when all those disgusting things resurfaced, obviously from years ago, obviously it was a very different time, but some of the things were just inexcusable. And whenever I look at him now, all I do is hear those disgusting things about, like, a four-year-old girl and the way he wanted to do things to her, which was just, ooh.
Oh no.
Weird. And also, then a clip of him resurfaced in 2019 when he wanted to fuck his cat, which was,
I remember that one,
obviously awful and just downright weird. So whenever I look at him, I just get a visceral ick. But he did kind of raise me in a weird way as well. I need to send videos now. So, hey, Carolyn and Jen. Face.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Fuck. I knew the thing about the cat because loads came out about him. Because then he kind of did this thing with Jeffree Star. Then him and Jeffree Star became best friends.
Right.
And he released a makeup collaboration with Jeffree Star.
Shane Dawson did.
Yeah, it was called the Conspiracy Palette. It was, I know. And he was, yeah, no, look, it's.
Like when Reese said that a load of disgusting things came out of him. Yeah. And I'm not, look, I'm not here to judge anybody on their looks, but Shane Dawson, I'm not surprised with the head on him. Just looks like he's capable.
You were like groomer.
Yeah, you know, somebody just has that look.
Bang of a groomer.
Big greasy head on you.
Yeah, like, I don't know. He did the makeup collaboration with Jeffree. It was just so much happened. Okay. Yeah, and I think the problem is, in America in particular, there is such the things you can do with a following.
Yeah.
The money, the business, same as anywhere really, but in particular over there, you can scale massive. Oh, yeah. You can scale incredibly quick and
with little or no talent.
With just a couple of, you know, 100,000 followers and, you know, a dream.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can go to town, basically. Mm-hmm. So it can kind of get, I just always remember being like, Jesus Christ, like Jeffree Star's mansion, his 99 Lamborghinis, all of this off like a makeup brand that was relatively new at the time, must have been like 3 years old, and he was having all this mad stuff. Plus the YouTube money that he was making, and the YouTube money must have been disgusting. Like the checks that he was probably making,
yeah,
was obscene, you know. Mm-hmm. And he didn't do branded content. He didn't do ads.
Yeah.
So it was just from reviews. It was just from the YouTube revenue. It wasn't from like sponsored posts, because he was doing his own makeup and his own skincare now and everything else. So it was just crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. But the one thing that I will say about Jeffree Star is the man knows how to ride through a cancellation.
A shitstorm, yeah.
Yeah. He is like one of those people that somehow keeps coming back.
Yeah.
It's like a fucking cockroach.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps coming back. Doesn't matter the controversy. Doesn't matter what he's being accused of. The Kat Von D controversy, I think he made more money out of that than he ever had before.
What was that?
So him and Kat Von D were best friends. That's kind of half how, you know, he obviously was very tattooed, and I think they met maybe through MySpace and having like similar interests. And they were always kind of like, they're always very much like known as those popular BFFs, like name another.
They were two weirdos as well.
Yeah, they kind of, yeah, they suited each other. Like if you said them two were best friends, you'd be like, absolutely makes sense. So she just randomly made this video one day where she came out basically being like, I'm denouncing. She had a liquid lipstick called Jeffree. Mm. Like this is how close they were. When she launched her brand, he was the number one supporter, everything else like that. She came out with this video and it seemed very out of nowhere. Right. So here's the timeline. 2006, they became friends. 2008, Sephora approached her about doing her own makeup line. 2014, Jeffree launched his own makeup line, but his was independent and he launched liquid lipsticks.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of, I think he launched like three. And I remember being like, wow, they sold out immediately. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how drummer Kylie did the same. Everybody kind of started their businesses like low and slow at that time. So she's saying they're not friends anymore because he wouldn't pay his graphic designer. and she's good friends with the graphic designer.
Okay.
But he basically says she got dicey that he had a competing cosmetic line and that she didn't want the shine to be taken away from her.
Right.
That's kind of...
No, because to be fair, he has soared well above her now.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, and she kind of damaged herself further and further with the anti-vax stuff. This is way before COVID. She said she wouldn't get her kids vaccinated when she first fell pregnant. She announced out of nowhere. Nobody asked.
Yeah.
But anyway, previous to her even putting up that post, she had said that this guy didn't get paid. Jeffrey then tweets saying the truth will come out. And everyone's like, there's rumbles. Right. There's hassle in the castle. You know, like everyone's like, wah! Can't wait, because Jeffrey's always been like the most outspoken.
Yeah.
Doesn't give a fuck. Told, you know, slated Kylie's cosmetic line when he, because he could.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, everybody else is like, Kylie, we love you. He was literally like, this is shit. You know?
Like, yeah.
She confronted him by text. They had like a text thing. She showed the text thing, but then he had his whole other side. He's like, everybody got paid. I don't know what the fuck is going on with you. And he's very much like, it's very interesting how you started this beef with me like a couple of years after this had happened. It was like she'd been like building a thing, waited until he got popular enough and then tried to take him down.
Okay.
And that's the way, look, his pitch was a lot stronger than hers.
Yeah.
Is what I will say. Now, it divided people massively because she had such a fan base.
She had a huge fan base. So she was. She started out on LA Inc, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mm.
And but so does he.
Yeah.
So I think because it looks like he got the come up from her because she was on LA Inc and because this whole like Sephora wanted her to do this makeup line and everything else like that. It's just, it's tricky in the ale communities out there.
Yeah.
So then, anyway, she posted this YouTube video. What was it like? Tell the truth, Jeffrey. I can't remember the title. Something outrageous anyway. And then he kind of was like, there's no blood between me and your man, BJ, who was the person who didn't get paid. Everybody got paid. Everything that's fine. Then she like replies with a tweet being like, Jeffrey, please do yourself a favor. Stop lying. BJ texted me that you reached out with a settlement proposal an hour after I posted that video. Right?
Ooh.
Yeah. But then your man, BJ, tweeted, the matter between myself and Jeffree Star has amicably been resolved and I will have no further comments on the matter.
Oh, so she was trying to fight BJ's corner.
And BJ was like, stop.
Yeah.
Like. So then she tweeted, sorry it took all of this hassle for you to finally and rightfully get paid for your work. Onwards and upwards. So then he then... Jeffree. Then did a video, it was a 30-minute video, and I remember being like, that was like, a 30-minute video might as well have been a 3-hour video back then.
A feature-length film, if you will. Get the popcorn.
And it was, It's Easier to Tell the Truth, was the title.
Oh.
Kat Von D, Dear Kat Von D. So he kind of basically went on to explain that, everything that I'd said already, he was like, I just find, you know, he was like, I find the timing fishy, all this other kind of shite, whatever else I thought. All this mad stuff. And he was like, you know, it's well known that your makeup line isn't surviving too well with you and all these other kind of things. Basically, then she ended up in TK Maxx and he just took such glee in that. He was like, that's interesting, isn't it?
Oh.
Because it's like when your makeup goes to TK Maxx, it's basically over. But then his has eventually ended up in TK Maxx too.
Yeah.
Because they just sell off overstock.
It's
Sephora want to do, they'll sell off the overstock, any of those Nordstroms, any of those places that they have counters. But obviously her star dwindled massively the minute that she met, I can't remember what her husband's name, anyway, they had a very quick whirlwind relationship, she ended up pregnant, they got married very quickly, and when I want to say she was like 6 months pregnant maybe, she came out with this thing being like, we absolutely will not be vaccinating our children.
Okay.
And I think her reason was the risk of autism, I want to say.
No.
You know, one of those kind of very pointed. So you can only imagine how how well that did not go down.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then her line, obviously she's not the creative director of her. She kind of sold off the rights to the line. It's now Kat Von D Beauty.
Right.
Sorry, it's now KVD Beauty.
Right.
It's not Kat Von D. It's not any of that anymore. So she sold it off anyway. She's not behind the brand anymore. It's like Bobby with Bobby Brown.
Okay.
She's very much departed the brand and the brand is doing well again.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
Right.
So there you go.
There you fucking go.
There you fucking go.
That's after flying in. I didn't realise we were actually getting that far into it.
No, I haven't even gotten into the Zoella drama, the honey. Tanya Bird, the Juicy Star 07.
Let me cut you off there, honey. We are on Patreon. We are going to continue this chat over there. Live that clickbait down.
Not really. Love we just it. Ran out of time.
We ran out of time. Click the link is in the show notes below if you would like to go and join us over there. Do you have an unpopular opinion before we go, Carla?
Yeah, Jennifer, give me 2 minutes. Murder on the dance floor with this one.
Murder. Muckduck. As some say.
Red rum. I find there's something very disingenuous about rugby fans.
You're fucking joking me.
I don't know what it is.
Right.
There's just something so cringe.
Okay. Why?
I don't no.
You can't pinpoint it.
I can't pin, like, and it's even less cringe. It's more, again, very disingenuous. It's very kind of, I think it's because every rugby fan I know feels like the sport is above all others. But then I think if you're a big football fan, you probably feel the same way. If you're a big golfer, you know, that kind of way you're always,
yeah.
I just feel like there's something.
They always think their own, their favourite sport is superior.
To everything.
Yeah.
But I suppose I know a lot more people who are into football who will happily sit down and watch a rugby match.
Yeah, yeah.
Than I will see probably rugby people sit down and watch a football match.
Rugby people will have absolutely no problem sitting down to watch a GAA match. Where essentially we're a sport on a field with a ball where there's fucking murder. They're happy to. I think they just think footballers are pansies. And there's so much like,
I don't believe that. No, it's just, it's a real, and it, to be honest, I feel like there's so many rugby fans, and it's a real classist thing.
Oh,
I don't absolutely. Know. Do you know? It's like there's something so fucking like,
yeah, yeah.
Just the way that I hear them speak about it, I'm like, would you shut the fuck up? Do you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know?
Oh no, I get where you're coming from. Adam would be the same. He'd like, we go into a pub, say like on for Sunday.
Yeah.
And there'd be like, do we know that he's going to watch on the telly? Would you go for a carvery or whatever? And he'll see a bunch of rugby fans in the corner. And go, oh, here we fucking go. Do you know what I mean? There is something about them where he's just like, I can't be dealing with them.
You know, we all know football fans are the worst.
Yeah.
They behave like just like the worst. But I also think rugby fans. I know I'd rather be in a bar full of, I'd rather never be in a bar with any of them, actually, to be honest. Jesus Christ, yeah, yeah. I can't believe I was about to say that. But, you know, it's weird because I came from a household where it was like ga number one, ga first.
Yeah.
And then rugby number two and then football like number three. You know, the kind of way.
Yeah.
But again, it's Ray. Like,
yeah,
you
yeah.
never get a vibe off him. Do you know, he is just, he's just too cute.
Yeah, yeah.
And then obviously Tom's a big football fan, but he would watch rugby as well.
Yeah.
But there's just something about those people that are the Leinster guys. Do you know? There's just something so fucking, I can't put my finger on it. But I think if I was on, like on Tinder and somebody was like, rugby is my religion, I'd be like swiping.
They're so full away. On as well. And it's the women rugby fans as well.
That's what I mean. I think it's the women that really, it's the women that send me over.
Yeah.
The fucking edge as well. The way that I hear some people talk about it, I'm like, oh, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Oh, this is worse.
Because you don't really see it with football. Obviously, there's women fans in every sport, but when it comes to football, women who are fans of football don't seem as full on as the rugby. Like,
they don't seem like there's like a rugger ma.
The rugby.
But I can't miss the rugby. Are you serious? I need to be down the pub with my boys. Watching the rugby.
And they have a full kit on.
Yes, that's what I mean. And I'm like, oh, fucking give it a minute, Mary. Like, it's just, oh. And it's like, of course, me and my husband, we love the rugby. The two of us, we love it. We love it so much.
Yeah.
He used to play for Mary's.
It's just a bit more, yeah.
Do you know, it's just fucking.
They need to calm down a little bit. Yeah.
It's too, ugh.
Okay, fair
enough. That's why it's an unpopular opinion. You don't gotta agree with me. It's just how I do be feeling. Attack. And it's also, I remember which ones, like from working in a pub, I remember.
Yeah, okay.
It's like enough. Ingrained into the back of my brain. I'd be like, oh no, it's a rugby Sunday.
Yeah.
They don't tip.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Stop it. Mm-hmm. There you go now. Bit of tea. Mm-hmm. Have you got a stomper?
I do.
Carla's stomper of the week.
Oh, perfect. My phone froze.
Oh, lovely. Mike keeps doing that as well.
Yeah, it's weird. Weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little bit weird. It must be coming up on an update or something like that.
No, Mary, Mary, no one together. But yes, this tune is just a little bop. Every time that it comes on, I'm like, yeah, it's a real summer song. We love the old summer songs. It's called Price and it's by Plastic. Love that. Plastic.
Plastic, right.
Okay. Plastic, you guys. And it's just a bit of a bop.
Yeah, I like that.
Like very summery.
Yeah. I'm ready to pay the
price. Just very.
Sounds like Walking with Elephants. I think you played. Yeah, I think you played something like that recently as well on your stomper list.
Well,
maybe. Yeah. But it goes to show you really fucking like it then, doesn't it? Big fucking fan of that.
Big fucking fan of that kind of music.
Love that sort of music. Thanks very much for listening. We hope you enjoyed, and we will talk to you next week. Bye.